Owning a business comes with pressure. There's a limit to what I can do and still keep employees engaged. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help me with hiring, training, HR administration, and compliance, while giving my employees competitive benefit options. And because I'm able to focus on other priorities, my employees can thrive and my business can grow. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Folks, since I'm on vacation, we've been featuring the Salcedo Show axioms. Now, these are principles that I've put together over the course of the Chris Salcedo Show, and it's kind of bled over to the Salcedo Storm podcast. We have six definitive axioms. They've been developed and put into words over the last decade since the Chris Salcedo Show was started at the Blaze in 2013. But I've had these notions in my gut and in rattling around in my brain for decades. So I just wanted to get these down because I keep on threatening to publish them and maybe I'll write a book about them one day. And I've only got six. So I think we need to at least have 10 to make a compelling book. And today we're going to be focused on the sixth and arguably one that encompasses all the others, axiom. And it has to do with the Constitution, and government power. The founders of this country recognized that government was a necessary evil, and they looked at it very much as such because of their experience with King George. So the founders of this country sought to make a government of, by, and for the people, a government that was accountable to the majority of the people, so that the people's will would be done in government. So they meticulously constructed the Constitution. And the Constitution is chains on government. I can't stress this point enough. The Constitution was created to thwart people like Barack Hussein Obama. It was created to thwart people like Beijing Biden. It was created to thwart guys like Mitch McConnell. It was created to stop those in government from assuming power to enrich themselves and victimize our people. So this last axiom is encompassing of that principle. Now, you guys have seen out of control government for the last decade and a half, since the occupation of the Oval Office of Barack Hussein Obama. Now we're going on two decades now since that shrub sent us on this path of totalitarianism where the government dictates the people and not the other way around. A lot of folks have pointed to something called the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act, which was passed by George W. Bush, and many are saying now it should never have been passed, it has been perverted and distorted by left-wingers to facilitate their goals. Now, we all may have trusted George W. Bush that he was implementing the Patriot Act to, you know, protect the American people. But it has been abused in such a way to where now our people are being surveilled by the deep state. President Trump had his campaign spied on. An American citizen, a candidate for president, had his campaign spied on. They wouldn't have been able to do that had they not garnered this power. And that informs the last Salcedo Show axiom, at least for now. Number six comes your way on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Salcedo Show axiom number six. It is best not to give government more power, lest it be abused. It is best not to give government more power, lest it be abused. You know, as I said, it encompasses all the other axioms and all the other cautionary tales I say in the Salcedo Show axioms. Particularly, it talks about or informs the number two, which was, if they don't have our money, they can't harm us. Money is power, of course. So there is a bit of a derivative there between Salcedo Show axiom number two and number six. But number six is a speaking as to why power is so antithetical to freedom. When you consolidate power into the control of a few, you have a tyranny. When the power belongs to everybody, then you have freedom. Then everybody has liberty and freedom. Now you see examples of government abusing its power everywhere. And what I hear from a lot of conservatives, and we make this mistake a lot, you know, in particular, I mentioned the Patriot Act, but sometimes I see our side, when Republicans are in control, they want to pass all of these laws to have government constrict left-wing nut jobs, to which conservatives say, no, you can't do that. That is not in government's purview. Government should not be allowed to do that, because sooner or later, there's going to be a Democrat or a leftist or a communist in power, and you may trust the Republican or the conservative with that authority, but you sure as hell won't trust a leftist, a socialist, or a Marxist with that authority. So it is best not to give government that power, lest it could be abused by the next guy who takes over. And government can't get power unless it steals your rights. It's a one-to-one trade-off. You give up your rights to give government more power and authority to tell you what to do. So the least amount of power you give to government, the more rights and liberty and freedom that you have. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it an axiom. It may be. I may make this an axiom further down the road. But I believe when you're a lawmaker and you are determining what to vote for, if the piece of legislation that is before you, if it doesn't advance the liberty and freedom of every single American, then you should vote no. If it does, if the laws do not advance the liberty and freedom of everybody, not picking any winners and losers like the socialist Democrats like to do, but you make sure that anything that you vote for increases everybody's freedom, everybody's liberty, then it's worth voting for. But if it doesn't do that, then it's not worth voting for. So many of what the left wing passes in this country, whether it be gun restrictions, there's a prime example. You give up your rights to firearms, and that gives more power to government because they can tell you what to do when you're not as well armed. And yes, the way our government has been behaving lately, it has been weaponized against our people. Just like the government in China is weaponized against their people. Just like the government in Russia is weaponized against their people. The government in Iran is weaponized against their people. Ours isn't as in your face yet, but the more power it garners, then it runs the risk of being able to clamp down on your rights. And they will get that tyrannical to where they could take your livelihood, they could take your possessions, they could take your life if you get in their way. And so that is the danger of imbuing government more power, because there's a trade-off. There's an axiom. I wish I could say I came up with it, but I didn't. There's an axiom that states a government big enough to give you everything you want is also big enough to take everything you have. And I think that maybe the Chris Salcedo Show axiom number 6 is a way to maybe modernize that or drive that message home. So the Salcedo Show axiom number 6, it is best not to give government more power lest it be abused. There you go, folks. Learn it, own it, know it. Okay, my friends, that's going to wrap up this special series, the evergreen series known as the Salcedo Show Axioms. Make sure you visit TexasScorecard.com. Make sure you visit ChrisSalcedo.com. Get the latest information from my show and Texas Scorecard there. Get the latest on the Salcedo Storm podcast at both places. Till we visit again, remember this. A society's worth, it isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's G-O-L-O.com. Again, G-O-L-O.com.